This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello there, I'm Virginia Chung with this ABC 10 News update. The Thanksgiving holiday ended in tragedy for a family in Skyline after a 12-year-old was shot and killed last night. Police say they received a call just before 9:30 about somebody on the ground bleeding. When they arrived, they confirmed it was a 12-year-old boy. San Diego police say the homicide unit is now taking over. If you have any information that could help with this case, San Diego police would like to hear from you. Crews made quick work of a small brush fire in Mission Valley yesterday. It started about 3 in the afternoon off Pacific Highway near the interchange of the 5 and the 8. Crews rushed to the scene, but they had it out in about 30 minutes at 3:30. The red flag warning that San Diego is currently under added to the fear that that fire could spread. The cause under investigation, of course, but police say there was a report of a transient setting fires in that area. Comic-Con kicking off today, and fans will be able to once again attend in person. This year's Comic-Con is a scaled-down version of the typical event we see in the summer, and it's the first one in person since 2019. Also happening today, the Comic-Con Museum is opening in Balboa Park. It'll now be a year-round museum focused on beloved comics. There will be rotating exhibits, an education center, a video theater, and a gift shop. The event runs through Sunday, Comic-Con, that is. All right, let's check in with Leah Pizzetti because we are still under a red flag warning.
Yeah, and this red flag warning continues until 6 p.m. Friday. So through the day Friday, we are going to continue to see Santa Ana winds picking up. They're going to be tapering off, though, not quite as gusty as what we saw on Thanksgiving Thursday. Gusts up to 45 miles per hour, but low humidity and warm temperatures. We're going to continue to watch that increased risk for fire.
Thank you so much, Leah. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, just go to 10news.com or you can download our free app from your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Virginia Cha.